Barry Sullivan in...
The Unexpected.
In the night, the drums drove me ahead of them through the jungle, chilling my blood in the hot, wet night. Herding me like a frightened, hunted animal through the vine-covered darkness until at last I met the unexpected.
The unexpected. A secret future. A hidden destiny waiting for you. Where? When? Who knows? Tomorrow? Today? An hour from now? Perhaps in just a moment, you too will meet.
The unexpected.
Before our story, a word from your announcer. And now, the distinguished motion picture and stage star, Barry Sullivan in Voodoo Night, a drama of the unexpected.
Wind carried the sound along the canebrakes, low, distant, in the long West Indian twilight, as regular as the beating of a heart. And then I watched the natives pass my window in answer to the drums. I got out of my chair, walked to the window, and slammed the shutters. But it didn't make any difference. The drums came right on through and brought the night in with them. I picked up the latest medical journal and thumbed through the pages, but I couldn't concentrate. I threw the magazine against the wall. What was the matter with me? Harold Mercer, a graduate of Johns Hopkins, 5 years resident physician of Haiti. Harold Mercer, a believer in the modern scientific method, frightened by a voodoo night. I'd never heard a horse scream before, and for a moment I was rooted to the spot. Then I ran toward the stable, grabbing my pistol belt as I passed. When I got there, my favorite mare, Sabine, was gone. Her halter had been cut with a sharp knife. Her stall was empty, except for the small, sticky red drops of blood that formed a clear trail into the jungle. The little clearing seemed to sway with the beating of the drums as the dancers writhed and twisted in primitive ecstasy. At the edge of the jungle was a pile of rocks heaped together to form a rude, obscene altar, and before it, tied to the ground, lay Sabine. Blood was running from her withers. Her chestnut sides were flecked with foam. The whites of her eyes were rolled back in fear. And suddenly the beat of the drums rose to a frenzy, and a skeleton-like witch doctor leaped out from among the others and began to dance. In one hand he whirled a bone rattle, and in the other he was keeping time with a living snake. And then suddenly the jungle grew silent, except for the beating of a single drum. The witch doctor bent to the ground and let the long, fanged snake slip from his hand. The slender, deadly reptile slithered toward the tethered horse, who screamed at the touch of the sharp fangs. The sound brought me to my senses. I drew my pistol, took careful aim at the snake, and fired. The green-painted witch doctor came forward. He plucked at my sleeve and waved his bone rattle in my face.
You go now. You have shot Jungle God. Jungle, take revenge. You go now.
He bent low, spreading out his arms, and the drums began to beat a low, funereal rhythm. They echoed in my ears as I followed the blood trail back to my house. When I awoke the next day, my head ached and the blood in my temples throbbed with a drum-like rhythm. Late that afternoon, Pierre, my houseboy, rapped on the study door.
Come in.
I am leaving, monsieur.
Hey, what do you mean you're leaving? I haven't given you the night off.
I am leaving for good, monsieur.
Oh, I see. Well, why didn't you tell me this before?
I did not know, monsieur. My mother is so very sick. I must go to the hill.
If she's sick, I'll go with you. Have a look at her.
No. My mother is old-fashioned. The witch doctor will treat her.
But, Pierre, surely you don't believe in that sort of thing.
Who knows, monsieur? The old ways, they are sometimes the wise ways. I will go now. Goodbye.
It was another voodoo night, and suddenly I felt afraid in the empty house. I had to talk to someone, be among civilized people. I hurried into the bedroom and began to dress. One of my black pearl cufflinks was missing, and for a moment I thought Pierre had stolen it. And then I remembered the green-painted witch doctor had plucked at my sleeve in the clearing. Yes, he must have taken that cufflink, but I couldn't imagine why. At
George Leland's house, an old, slender native wearing a frock coat and string tie opened the door.
Good evening, sir. Dr. Mercer, I didn't
Tell
expect...
Mr. Leland that I'm calling, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, of course.
His bloodshot eyes peered out at me from under wrinkled folds of skin, boring into my face, searing it to the bone. George Leland's new butler was the witch doctor I had seen in the clearing. Cold sweat ran down my arms. But the man seemed as frightened at seeing me as I was of meeting him.
I will get Mr. Leland. Wait here, sir. I will hurry.
As he ducked into the house, I saw something fall out of the pocket of his coat. It was small, about half the size of my hand, so I reached down to pick it up. And when I touched it, it seemed to move, and there was a sudden crash of thunder. A tropical storm broke through the hot night, and in the lightning flashes, I looked at the object in my hand. It was a sort of doll, about 3 inches high, made in a crude figure of a man. A length of red string was wrapped about it and tied in a bow at the neck. Embedded in the center of the forehead was my missing cufflink. George Leland was an Englishman, but he'd lived in Haiti for nearly 40 years. He puffed at his curved pipe and turned the ugly little doll over and over in his hands for a long time before he spoke.
Is this black magic right enough?
It's what?
Voodoo. This is a fetish. When one of the natives wants to get rid of an enemy, he makes a doll like this around something that belongs to the other man, like hair or a bit of jewelry. Then takes it to the witch doctor and has it cursed. Then each day, he winds it round with red string, and when he knots it, the enemy will die by dawn.
That's a lot of mumbo-jumbo.
Perhaps. But I've seen strong men in their prime fade in the night and be corpses when the sun comes up. Me? I figure it's what you medical fellows would call psychology. The man knows they're after him and is afraid, and it's fear that kills him.
But I'm not afraid.
Then you're quite safe, if I'm calling it right.
Look, the string, it's knotted. That should mean dawn, huh?
If it means anything at all, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to those drums. They seem to be getting closer.
Yes, you're right.
I think I'd like to get away, just for tonight. Not that I'm afraid of this native nonsense, but I haven't been sleeping well lately. Drums are getting on my nerves.
Where would you go?
I don't know. Over to Queen's Island. I've got a cabin there. I could get some rest. Yes, I'll catch the mail boat at the landing. It's due about midnight. They'd run me over to Queens.
No, you'd never get through the jungle to the dock.
Let one of your boys guide me. I'll pay you.
All right, Mercer. I can't say that I blame you. I'll try Cassio.
Cassio?
Yes, the fellow who let you in.
Oh, no, not him. I don't like him. The way he looked at me tonight, he looked like he wanted to kill me. I think he's behind this voodoo stunt.
Well, I'll see if I can get someone else. I can't promise, sir. There probably isn't a native on the island who doesn't know about this doll. Wait here.
I chain-smoked half a pack of cigarettes by the time Leland came back. And with him was Pierre.
Yes, this man here will take you through the woods.
But he's my own houseboy. What's he doing here?
You are mistaken, monsieur. I work for Monsieur Leland.
I don't understand. Your mother...
Come, monsieur. We must hurry. I do hope the guards will not be angry that I help you.
I shall be even angrier if you don't. Now clear out, both of you.
Boy didn't speak as he slogged on through the dripping jungle at a half-run, half-walk. We were leaving the hills behind, and the sound of the drums began to grow faint. I heaved a sigh of relief, and then I heard the other drums. They seemed much closer and more terrifying. They seemed to come from the trees, the woods, from under my feet. And then I knew. Those drums were beating inside my head. The jungle came to the edge of the beach and stopped as if cut off by an axe. On the sands, shirt-sleeved men were loading the last mail sacks into the rowboat as I hailed them. Hello, hello, can you take a passenger to Queen's Island?
Sure thing, right aboard.
The oarsmen shoved the boat out into the rolling surf and the drums in my head ceased their beating. Dim and distant, I could hear the real drums on the island. But I laughed at them. Their magic had failed. I was safe and I was free and I was leaving Haiti behind. Never again would I hear the sound of drums on a voodoo night.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Wait for...
The Unexpected.
And now, Barry Sullivan in the surprising conclusion of Voodoo Night, a drama of the unexpected.
It's nearly dawn now, and I'm safe on Queen's Island. I wonder what Leland's butler will do when he finds out that his voodoo hasn't worked. I'd like to watch his skull-shaped face when he sees the sunrise and discovers that I'm still alive. I wonder what he'll say.
Cassio, I say, old boy, where have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
I'm sorry, sir. I had business in the hills.
Yes, I know you did. Voodoo business, Dr. Mercer told me. I say, why did you frighten him when he came here last night?
I did not mean to frighten him, sir. I was just very surprised to see him here. It was a great shock.
A great shock? Why?
Yes, because according to our voodoo, Dr. Mercer would die at dawn. The magic had never been wrong before.
However, you were wrong this time.
Yes, I know. That is why I was so surprised to find Dr. Mercer still in Haiti. You see, our voodoo had told my people they would find him somewhere else.
Oh?
Yes. And now my people will lose faith. They were expecting Dr. Mercer to be on Queen's Island.
Voodoo Night starred Barry Sullivan. Included in the cast were Pat McGeehan, Doug Young, Cliff Thorsness, and Jimmy Murphy. The Unexpected is produced by Alvin C. Gershenson, written by Robert Lippitt and Frank Burt, and directed by Mel Williamson. This is Hal Sawyer inviting you to listen again soon when another of your favorite motion picture stars meets
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected is a Hamilton Whitney production, transcribed in Hollywood.